Today, we see in the society that people are after dignity. We should be respected and acclaimed in the society. So what do you think that what things shall a person protect himself from? So that he develops his character apparently and internally. He becomes beloved of Allah Almighty as well. And he also attains a rank in the sight of people too.
Normally, this greed, bad type of greed, this actually leads us to many disadvantages and destructions. The type we are talking about is bad greed. As sometimes greed is also good, like greed of good deeds and greed of goodness. Well, bad type of greed, sometimes it dominates our mind and intellect. And it also dominates our right decisions. And we are deceived by it. As we have asked that what are those things we should protect ourselves from? So the first thing which came in my mind was bad type of greed. All sorts of bad greeds must be discouraged. By protecting oneself from greed, this will help us to protect ourselves from fraud and deceiving people. For example, one person wants to sell his house. For the sake of an argument, suppose he got a genuine offer. Now they think, okay, we've got this offer, well, it should increase now. And they refuse that. No, we don't want to sell in this price. Part of tactics. Even though the buyer had given a reasonable and handsome offer. No, if his offer is this much, then he should increase 10 or 20,000 pounds. And normally, offers are rejected like this. Now later on, they keep on waiting for good offer. And now whatever offer they receive, that is less than 5, 10, 20,000, less than the offer which they received initially. Well, then when they sit together, they realize the fact that they were greedy. If only we were not greedy then, if only we had sold it. So, sometimes people get profits like this, but they have greed for more, and they've got this mentality that the price will increase. If I say in reality that, having this mentality, people they have made losses of millions, rather billions, I won't be wrong. Yes, it's a fact. Let me tell you a piece of advice. If you want to protect yourself, then be negligent from what people possess. We indulge ourselves into grief and we keep ourselves burning in pain. One of the basic reasons is that we would like to change our lifestyle by looking at others and their belongings. The one who burns his own hut by looking at others' palaces gets deprived of his own shelter. So, we should follow the beautiful teachings of Islam that look at someone less fortunate in worldly matters and see someone better than you in terms of Islamic affairs. If only we adopt this beautiful teaching. As long as saying is concerned, I'm saying to you, and you're also listening, but to develop this attitude in reality, it's not that easy. But the one who is able to achieve this, that means from that very moment in time, better days of his life are started. Beautifully said, if you want to live, then learn to live.